Hello, I'm Larry Warren, and I want to thank you for joining us today for the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. All this week, we're sharing with you some of the messages from the New Jersey Victory Campaign that KCM hosted earlier this year. It was an amazing meeting that reminded us of who we are in Christ and how to enjoy the victorious life God planned for us by having faith in His Word. If you weren't able to be there, you can go to KCM.org and watch the entire Victory Campaign for free at any time. Now, in today's broadcast, one of the special guests from the event, Brother Creflo Dollar, reveals that you were made in the image and likeness of God the day you were born again. Your old life of sin and darkness is gone, and all things were made new. Discover the true identity you have now in Christ Jesus and begin enjoying the freedom of your new life as a child of God today.
If you have your Bibles, go with me to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. Now, tonight I'm going to talk to you about something that I believe it's you've got to get this and learn how to live from this in order to see some of the things you've not seen before. We're going to talk about recognizing our true identity. Our Jesus identity. And then we need to figure out how to get in sync with that true identity. You know, we spend a lot of time talking about the actions of sinning, but we don't realize one of the places we miss the mark more than any other area of our life is we miss the mark where our identity is concerned, our true identity, and getting in sync with our true identity. Because when you're not in sync, when I say in sync, we've got to come into agreement with who we really are. It just can't be something you say religiously or wear it on a T-shirt. We've got to get in sync with our true identity, and it is something that we rehearse and practice every day. We recognize who we are, and when we begin to display things that don't line up with our true identity, we quickly remind ourselves, wait a minute, that's not me. And you keep going forward, because a lot of things, if we don't get this straightened out, and I'm talking about getting in sync. You understand what I'm saying? Getting in sync with your true identity. I know most of you have a working knowledge of who you are in Christ, but I'm going to do everything I can tonight to blow that up. I'm going to use some of the mirror translation because I like how it describes and really blows it up so you can really see who you are. If it does you like it did me, you'll sit back and say, wow, I don't know if I really have a grip of who I really am. Yes. Now, you gotta know it's got to be more to it than, you know, being born and growing up, going to elementary school and, you know, graduate, get to college and maybe get married, have some kids. Then you have your kids have kids and then you become empty nesters. And then, you know, you enjoy life and retire and you die. I don't believe that. I believe it's so much more to this story. And God has already been to the end of this story. Glory be to God. He called the end at the very beginning of this story. And you've got to know that we're in preparation for something. And it requires you encountering this life. It also requires you to encounter your physical body. It also requires you to see what happens when you leave the physical body. It also requires you to see what happens in a spiritual body. God is up to something. Amen. Somebody says, well, Brother Dollar, you just don't understand. I have been through some things. Well, let me tell you something. You cannot mature in your comfort zone. I said you cannot mature in your comfort zone. Sometimes you're going to be put in uncomfortable situations to see if you're going to rehearse what you say you believe. All right? And so this is so very important that we get a hold of who we are and our true identity and learning how to get in sync with our true identity. So I want to start in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. I'll read it in the King James first, and then I'm gonna try to use this translation tonight to really help you to see who you really are. So let's look at the King James Version. I want to share about four or five scriptures with you, and then we'll go with this thing. Now notice he says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, all right, you're in Christ. So you made a decision one day to be in Christ. He says he's a new creature. You're in Christ. You're a new creature. You're in Christ. You're a new creature. He says old things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new. You're in Christ. You are a new creature. Now, listen to this. Out of this translation, he says, now in the light of your co-inclusion in his death and resurrection. Now, please understand, you were included in his death. When he died, you died. When he was resurrected, you were resurrected. When he ascended on high, you ascended on high. When he was seated, you are seated with him. Are you listening to me? Now, in the light of your co-inclusion in his death and resurrection, whoever you thought you were before, in Christ, somebody say, I'm in Christ. In Christ, you are a brand new person. You're a brand new person. The old ways of seeing yourself and everyone else are over. Now that you're in Christ, you're a brand new person. The old way of how you used to see yourself is over. But not only how you used to see yourself, because you're a new person, it's also how you see other people. So you change because you don't see yourself like you see yourself, and you're not going to see other people like you used to see other people. You're going to see them with some more empathy. You're going to look at them through the eyes of love. You're going to make room for the faults of others. You're not going to look at people so judgmentally like you did before. You see yourself differently, and now you look at others differently. And here's what I like. I like this last line. He says, acquaint yourself with the new. So you need to get acquainted with the new you. You know the old you. And you say, well, I've taken the old man out. Well, you could have fooled me. He says, you need to become acquainted with the new you. Getting acquainted with the new you. And I'm telling you, that's going to take some rehearsing. That's going to take some practice, getting acquainted with the new you. All right, let's go to this next one now. So Ephesians chapter 2 and 10. Ephesians 2 and 10. All right. In the King James, he says, for we are his workmanship. We're created in Christ. We're created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. All right. Now, the mirror says this. He says, we are engineered by his design. We are engineered by his design. Somebody said, where you get that from? Well, he made us in his image. Yes. He made us in his likeness. Yes. We are engineered by his design. He molded and manufactured us in Christ. Yes. Lord have mercy. We are his workmanship, his poetry. We are fully fit to do good, equipped to give attractive evidence of his likeness in us. In everything, with everything we do, we are now we're in Christ. We are fully equipped, fully equipped with everything we need to give an illustration and an example of his likeness. You absolutely sometimes forget who you are. You are fully equipped with everything you need to give an excellent illustration of his likeness. Jesus said, if you have seen the Father, you have seen me. We ought to be saying, if you've seen Jesus, glory to God, you've seen me. And if you've seen me, you've seen Jesus. And if you've seen me, you've seen Jesus and you've seen the Father. Because I'm fully equipped to give you a great illustration of what they're like. All right, let's move a little farther with this now. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and 18. I like to start off here with the 2 Corinthians 3:18. Here's what he says in the King James. I need to calm down. I got a ways to go. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we're changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. Just by beholding him, we're changed in the same image, and this is done by the Spirit of the Lord. Now, look at this in this verse, in this joint translation. Now, we all, with new understanding, see ourselves in him as in a mirror. I see myself in him like I see myself in a mirror, yes. Which means I am or should be a reflection of him. But you let the world and religion scare you out of holding on to the fact that you are a reflection of him. And just like you see yourself in the mirror every morning, he says we should see ourselves every day in like we're looking into a mirror. See ourselves in him. And when we look at him, we should see ourselves. When we see Jesus, we should say, ooh, that's me. Oh, y'all didn't get that? When we see Jesus, oh, that's, wait a minute, that's me. And Jesus looking at you and saying, that's me. And you look at him like, that's me. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. He said the days of window shopping are over. In him, every face is unveiled. In gazing with wonder at the likeness of Elohim displayed in human form, we suddenly realize that we are looking into a mirror where every feature of their image articulated in the Lord is reflected in us. Hallelujah. That's serious, guys. I'm telling you right now, you have not been acquainted with this image. You've been more acquainted with who the world told you you were, what your past told you you were, and what your shortcomings told you you were. But I am saying it's time to get acquainted with the true identity, the Jesus identity. Your resemblance is him. Yes. Don't tell me what you did last night. Don't tell me what happened last year. I am saying, I don't care what happened right now. If you can start seeing the image of Jesus as you do your reflection in a mirror, all of that's going to change, because the devil's been trying to get you to do this, that if you do bad, you must be bad. Wow. And you've got to say, no. Bad ain't me no more. I am acquainted with the true identity of myself. And I know you're trying to mess with my identity, devil, but bad ain't me. That's not me no more. You're talking about what happened 20, 30 years ago, but bad ain't me no more. I resemble him. He resembles me. I have everything necessary to perfectly illustrate who he is. And you scared somebody gonna get on you. I am not going to let go of my true identity. Everything about what Jesus has promised me is invested and should flow from my true identity. My righteousness flows from my true identity. My deliverance flows from my true identity. Prosperity flows from my true identity. Everything that Jesus has finished, all the finished works of Jesus flows from my true identity. And you still walking around with a fake identity. Amen. I didn't finish reading that. Watch this. The Spirit of the Lord engineers this radical transformation. The Spirit of the Lord engineers this radical transformation. So now you got to trust God to work in you. The NLT says, I believe it's in Philippians 2. He said, it's the Spirit of God that's working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. Oh, my God. I trust that the Holy Ghost is working in us right now. Right now, while you're seated there minding your own business, the Holy Ghost is working in you right now. He is giving you the power and the desire. He's working on your desire. God knows how to take care of your old want-tos and give you some new want-tos. And you wake up and trying to figure out what happened to that want-to. Well, the Holy Ghost has been working in you. I trust the Holy Ghost working in me. See, you've gotten so used to doing your own work, you've forgot about there are only some things that the Holy Ghost can do. The Holy Ghost is changing your bad attitude. The Holy Ghost is changing how you treat that waitress at the restaurant. The Holy Ghost is changing how you used to up your volume when you talk to your wife. And he's changing that in you. And you wake up one day, you're like, wow, that ain't that no more. Why? Because you trust that he is capable of the transformation. But it's, listen, it is hard. It's hard for the transformation to take place when you keep denying the finished design. It don't look like, I don't look like Jesus right now. Well, it depends on what you're looking at. If you're looking at your past and your shame and your condemnation and your blame, yeah, but I'm not looking at that. I'm looking at Jesus. And just by beholding Jesus, I am going to be changed from glory to glory. Just by beholding Jesus, I'm looking at Jesus and what he does. The Spirit of the Lord engineers his radical transformation. We are led from an inferior, check it out, we're led from an inferior mindset to the revealed endorsement of our authentic identity. From an inferior mindset to a revealed endorsement of our authentic identity. From the fading glory of our own doing to the discovery of the most amazing reality that we are God's glorious masterpiece. Ooh, are y'all listening to me? Now, look at Colossians chapter 2. Well, let's look at Colossians chapter 3 and 10. Colossians 3 and 10. And all I'm doing is sharing scriptures right now. All we're doing is reading. For anybody on the internet talking about, well, I don't agree with what he said. I'm just reading. I ain't said nothing yet. Now, I'm about to get radical, but I'm just reading. I just want you to know it's in the Bible. Yeah. Colossians chapter 3, verse 10, he says, and have put on the new man. I say, and have put on the new man. I say, have put on the new man. Yeah. Which is, now this is so interesting. I put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created me. That's what I have put on. All right, now watch this now. Watch this. This is. He says, you are clothed in the knowledge of the authentic, yet brand new you. You're clothed in the brand new you. I said, you're clothed in the brand new you. Your thoughts are permeated in our co-resurrection and in our co-enthroned royal life. Instead of the old worn out garments of pretense, you know, we have to pretend sometimes. Hey, brother. Oh, hallelujah. We got to pretend sometimes. Ayah, thank you. He says those garments of pretense are taken off. Oh, when you put on your true identity, you ain't got to be fake no more. Amen. He said, instead of the old worn out garments of pretense, there is a freshness about you which continues to sparkle with newness. Just like the beautiful blossoms on a tree regardless of the age of the tree. So we continue to mirror the unfading, imperishable pattern of the exact image of our Creator. Somehow we forgot that we have been created in the exact image of our Creator. Because you're afraid somebody will say, well, you know, you ain't you. What you trying to say, you God? Oh, no, I'm not God, but I am His image. You keep watching me now. Hang around me a little bit. You're gonna see echoes and you're gonna see some stuff you read about God working through me. Hallelujah. Because that's God in me working through me. And that's why we gotta walk in love and forgiveness more than anybody else. Because you can talk in tongues, you can prophesy, you can have the greatest ministry in the world, greatest podcast in the world, but if you don't know how to walk in love, you ain't got nothing. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah, I've laid hands on hundreds of thousands and they've all got healed, and then shut up. Well, I don't want you to never put your hands on me because I don't want that mean spirit to come on me. Yeah. We got to demonstrate love. They're going to know us because of the love that we have for one another. Good Lord. Now, Jesus. So practically speaking here in this verse, our identity is the image of Christ. And when we see Him, watch this, we see ourselves. When we see Him, we see ourselves. Go to 1 John chapter 4 and verse 17. When we see Him, we see ourselves. Oh my gosh. This is what I'm saying. You got to practice this. You got to rehearse this. You got to tell yourself this. Every time you do something that doesn't line up with that design, you just say, that's not me. That's not me. You let the devil and yourself know, that's not me. Look at verse 17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness, confidence in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. And notice that's not past tense, that's present tense. Notice that's present tense. As He is, so are we in this world. That's not the future. That's present identity. That's our present identity. As He is, so are we. That's our present identity. In Christ, our identity is righteous. In Christ, our identity is innocence. In Christ, is loved. We're empowered. We're complete in this union with God. That is our identity. 4:17, the mirror says this. He says, so now in our awakening to our joint inclusion in this love union, everything is perfect. Its completeness is not compromised in contradiction. Our confidence, our confident conversation echoes this fellowship even in the face of crisis, because as He is, so are we in this world. Our lives are mirrored in Him. There it is again. Our lives are mirrored in Him. We are as blameless in this life as Jesus is. My God. We are as blameless in this life as Jesus is. Please understand, I am the righteousness of God, not because what I did to become righteous, but I am righteous because of what Jesus did to become righteous. Jesus is my righteousness, and so I'm righteous because of Jesus. My righteousness is a gift. It is not something I deserve. It is a gift that has been given to me. Glory to God.
We put our brains to work, creativity to work, our hands to work, equipment to work, and tools to work, trusting in the ability of each component to engage and get the job done. Are you putting your faith to work? As believers, we have access to everything God has, because faith in God, activated by the Word, will work. With Kenneth Copeland's MP3 teaching series, How to Put Your Faith to Work, you'll learn exactly that. Through 6 dynamic messages, you'll learn how to make the decision to believe, how to develop your faith, and then how to use it on purpose every day. Download these messages and grow your faith wherever you go. Faith isn't meant to sit idle. It's a living, creative force designed to change circumstances, overcome obstacles, and connect you to everything God has promised. Don't let your faith sit on the sidelines. Use your faith like a mechanic uses a tool and begin a life of faith that works for you. You have the faith of God dwelling inside you, and your faith will work for you just like it does for Him. Download your copy of Kenneth Copeland's audio teaching series, How to Put Your Faith to Work, free on our website, kcm.org/TV special. This offer is good for 60 days. Learn from God's Word how faith works and start receiving His promises in your life. For more information about this free offer, please contact your regional office.
The key to enjoying your new life in Christ Jesus is in understanding your identification with Him. When Jesus died, your old sin nature died. When He was raised to new life, you were raised to new life. When He was seated at the right hand of God, you were seated with Him. The Bible says God has made us joint heirs with Jesus, and that means we have equal access to every blessing heaven has to offer. And like Jesus, we receive those blessings into our lives by faith. Faith is the spiritual force that takes hold of God's promises and brings it into manifestation. So if you want to learn how to effectively use your faith just like Jesus did and get His results in your life, then the Copelands have a free teaching resource for you called How to Put Your Faith to Work. Faith is not a mysterious formula that only works for a few. No, it's a spiritual force that is released to receive God's promises every time you choose to believe what His Word has to say. In this series, Kenneth Copeland gives you the details on how faith works and what you must do to keep your faith strong so you can receive God's goodness in your life every day. This audio teaching is free, so go to kcm.org and download your digital copy today. Be sure to join us tomorrow as Brother Creflo Dollar shows us the exciting truth that shame and guilt no longer has a hold on you when you understand your true identity in Christ Jesus. Thank you so much for joining us today. Until next time, this is Brother Lair reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.